ओम नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ chime.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज षड दर्शन स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स। इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन पूर्व मीमांसा प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
इन वेदास आल्सो देयर इज दिस जनरल रूल व्हिच सेज नहिं स्यात् सर्वा भूतानि। Don't torture, himsa is torture. Don't torture any living being, Vedas say. And Vedas itself prescribe you, shvetam alabhet, agnaya pingaksha eka hanya. It gives details. Arunaya, it should be red. Pingaksha, its eye should be yellow. Eka hanya, it should be 1 year old. That kind of gau, with that gau you have to buy somam krinati, you have to buy this somarasa. Okay, there at least there is no himsa. Then it says gavam pashum alabhet, shvetam pashum alabhet, white cow you have to give as sacrifice. You have to use the parts, not sacrifice means it's not like burn it or cut it. Sacrifice it, you have to cut it, you have to remove its kidney, you have to remove its heart, you have to remove specific portions which are prescribed there and use it in the homa, as a dravya, homa dravya, oblation in the fire. So, this himsa, though it is a himsa, though it's a torture, it is not negated by the general rule. So, this is an exception rule. Veda Himsa is not a Himsa. Veda Bhakya Himsa is a Himsa. The torture which you do, as prescribed in the Vedas, is not a torture. It will not give bad results. But if you do this torture, same torture, if you are going to kill the same cow, away from the place of this oblation, or not in the fire, not for the fire oblation, then that is a torture. Then that's going to give you a bad result. So, dharma, what is dharma? Here, that is the thing. Dharma, the paribhasha is a very difficult. To explain dharma is very difficult. That is why they tried many words to explain dharma. Finally, they lost the interest in it. They said, okay, you cannot translate this word. Let us accept dharma as dharma. They said, dharma, cat, karma, cat, dharma, cat, like that. Dharma, they accept as dharma itself. Acha, ko dharma. What is dharma? Now we have to understand what dharma is. What is dharma? Kim tasya lakshanam iti chet. What is its definition? Because manadina meyasiddhi manasiddhisya lakshanat. To understand the prameya vastu, you require a pramana. To understand a pramana, you have to have a lakshana. Prameya, the object of knowledge, requires pramana, the means of right knowledge. For pramana, you have to have the lakshana, definition. So, the definition should be proper. It should not have ativyapti, avyapti, asambhava, the three doshas of definition. Ativyapti, falling below, grasping the other things which you don't want to point out to by the lakshana. Avyapti, not covering the whole of lakshana, whatever lakshita, whatever object you want to defend, not covering the whole of that object through this definition. Asambhava, totally, it's in the opposite side of the definition, of the defined object. So, it should not have any of these doshas. Uchyate, so we'll have, what this definition of dharma is. Yagadireva dharmaha. What is dharma? Yagadir eva dharmaha. Yagadir eva dharmaha. Yaga etc. are dharmas. What is dharma? Yaga etc. I know yaga. Etc. What is etc.? Homa, dana, dravya, guna, jati. These kind of things are dharma. Homa is also dharma, dana is also dharma, guna is also dharma, dravya is also dharma, jati is also dharma. Dravya, virihibhir yajeta, there it said, virihibhir yajeta. You have to do this fire oblation with brihi, wheat. maize. So if you don't use this wheat if or maize wherever it is prescribed and use some other lentil or some other rice etc., then that is adharma. You are prescribed this dravya. This is the dravya you have to use for this karma. If you don't use that, that is adharma. Then guna arunaya krinati. I said arunaya pingakshya ekahanya somam krinati gava somam krinati. So one has to buy soma. Soma is a kind of a it's a kind of plant where the leaves are taken and they are crushed and the juice is taken out. Soma rasa they call it. And that is used for homa. This soma rasa is not the soma bana which they say soma bana intoxicant. It's not an intoxicant. The devatas they love it. This soma rasa they love it. So it is prescribed in the Vedas. This is the soma rasa you have to use. Now if it is a plant, if it is a plant kind of thing, then I can put it, I can buy a place, I can cultivate this, I can use it. Why should I buy it with this kind of difficult characteristic cow? It should be 1 year old. It should be red in color. It should have yellow eyes. Now if you want this specific cow with these specifications, then it will cost little more than normal cow if it is born like that. So you need to spend a lot of money. Why should I spend a lot of money? I can just cultivate the soma. If you say no, there is a vidhi in the Vedas, arunaya pingaksha eka hanya, there is this guna vidhi. You have to use this specificated, this goes with this cow with this specification only to buy the rasa, soma. Not with money, not with your credit card, not with anything. You can only buy it with this cow. So this is vidhi. So this also is adi and jati. Yasya parnamayur juhur bhavati sapapakam shlokam nashrunoti, it said. Parnamayi juhu bhavati. Juhu is a patra. Patra means vessel. Here, patra is that which patra sadhanam they say. That which vessel is which is used in the homa, performing of fire oblation. Juhu is a kind of a ladle. So, this ladle, one uses to take the ghee, clarified butter, and pour it in the fire. Now, what is this ladle? What is the wood, or in what should this ladle be made of? You can make this ladle in gold. You can make this ladle in silver or copper or any wood. What is this should be made of? It is best if it is made of this parnamayi. This tree, fig tree, parnamayi. If it is made of that tree, then na papakam shlokam shnoti, he will not hear any bad words. He will not be hearing anything bad about him. So, since it is specified, the jati, the class of the tree is specified, there is this vidhi. So, these are dharmas. If you don't use that, then there is adharma. So, these dharmas are specified. Tal lakshanam cha. And its lakshana, what is this lakshana? Veda pratipadyaha. Prayojanavat artho dharma iti. This is the lakshana, definition for dharma. You have to remember this. Veda pratipadyaha is the first portion. Prayojanavat, second. Arthaha, third. Dharmaha. Dharma is Veda pratipadyaha, prayojanavat, arthaha. You have to these three padas. This is the definition. Veda pratipadyaha prayojanavat arthaha. Prayojana. Veda pratipadyaha. What is Veda Pratipadya? It should be proven in the Veda. It should be specified in the Veda. It should be an injunction or it should be in the Vedas. Veda Pratipadya. One. Prayojanavat. Two. What is Prayojanavat? That which has a result. Prayojanavat. That which has a result. Prayojana bat matu pratyaya. Prayojana bat, that which has a result. Not the result itself, that which has a result. And arthaha, it should be useful also. Should be good also. That is dharma. That which is proven by Vedas, that which has a result, that which is result oriented, or that which has a result, and that which is useful. This is dharma. Why it should be said prayojana veda pratipadyaha? Let us drop veda pratipadya. We'll do padakritya. He is doing himself. Prayojane ativyapti varanaya prayojana vatiti. So let us drop the prayojana vat. Let us say prayojana. Veda pratipadya prayojana arthaha dharmaha. Prayojana vat, that which has a result. Let us say, it has a result. It is result. So, that swarga is a result. Swarga, heaven is a result of this karmas you perform through the Vedas. Now, it is not something that which will give you result. That is the result itself. But the karmas which are prescribed in the Vedas, they are the things, they are the karmas which will give you result. Prayojana vatu, that has a result in that. This is swarga is prayojana. It is not prayojana vatu. It is not that which has a result. It is result itself. So to negate this result, you say result, that which is a, which has the result also. Okay. Let us say prayojanavat artho dharma. Veda pratipadya I am not using. Prayojanavat artho dharma. Prayojanavat, that which is useful. That which has the result. One. That which is useful. Two. I am not saying Veda Pratipadya, where it is proven by Vedas. No, that is not there. It has a result and it is useful. If that is the dharma, then bhojanado ativyapti varanaya. Food. You are eating food. Food is prayojanavat. It has a usefulness. It has a usefulness. It will remove the hunger. Arthaha, it is desirous also. Everybody desires that also. It is likable also. It is useful also. So, in the food, the dharma lakshana will go. You don't want to go in food. So, Veda Pratipadya. Veda cannot ordain you to eat. Veda cannot ordain you to eat because it is not Veda Pratipadya, it is Ragata Praptaha. It is not Veda Praptaha, it is Ragata Praptaha. The eating of food, the hunger, food we eat, that food is not that which you gain as an injunction from the Veda. You have to eat. Vedas need not say it. If Vedas say you should not eat, then you will throw Vedas. First thing you will do that. But if the Vedas say, so it cannot be injunction from Vedas. So, Veda Pratipadya cannot be there. And Prayojanavat is there, Artha is there. It is going to remove the hunger and it is going to give you happiness, bliss. Okay, I am not disturbed for some time at least. So, Veda cannot inject. It is Ragata Prapta, I said. Ragata Prapta means Raga, means desire. Natural it is. Prapta means that which is attained. That which is attained naturally. It cannot be ordained by Vedas. But అష్టౌ అష్ట అష్టగ్రాస అష్టగ్రాస మునిర్భక్ష్య షోడశ వానప్రస్థినాం. లైక్ దిస్ దేర్ ఇస్ అ శ్లోక. అండ్ యథేష్టం బ్రహ్మచారిణాం ఫైనల్ దేశే ఎష్ట యథేష్టం బ్రహ్మచారిణాం. ఎయిట్ గ్రాస, ఎయిట్ హ్యాండ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్, ఎయిట్ హ్యాండ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ షుడ్ బి ఈటెన్ బై సన్యాసి. 16 హ్యాండ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ షుడ్ బి ఈటెన్ బై గృహస్థ వానప్రస్థ. 32 హ్యాండ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ క్యాన్ బి టేకెన్, క్యాన్ బి టేకెన్, యూ షుడ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్, క్యాన్ బి టేకెన్ బై ది గృహస్థ. అండ్ బ్రహ్మచారీస్ యథేష్టం బ్రహ్మచారి నా నా పీపుల్ దే ఆర్ వన్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ ఇన్ దిస్ బ్రహ్మచారీస్ దేల్ సే యథేష్టం ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ ఇన్ ది వేదాస్ యథేష్టం బ్రహ్మచారి నా. దే డోంట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ది యథేష్టం ఇస్ అండ్ వాట్ బ్రహ్మచారి ఇస్ ఆల్సో. దిస్ బ్రహ్మచారి హూ ఇస్ స్పెసిఫైడ్ ఇన్ ది శ్లోక ఇస్ నాట్ అ బ్రహ్మచారి హూ ఇస్ అ బ్యాచలర్ హూ హాస్ నాట్ మ్యారీడ్, హీ ఇస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ దట్. He should be the person who is who has taken the vow of brahmacharya, brahmacharya nishtha naishthika brahmacharya they call him. And he is the person who serves the guru, one who serves the guru, for him is this rule, because he cannot take a special time to eat, he cannot separate a special time to eat, he is in the seva, he is serving his guru. So whatever time he gets, he has to take some food. So that is why it is said yatheshtam. It is not that okay, your brahmacharis are free to eat anything, anytime, any place. It's not like that. So yatheshtam. And what about that rule? Vedas specific. Smriti means Vedas. Shruti, smriti. Shrutis have some injunctions, smritis also have some injunctions. If the shruti injunction is not contradictory to the injunction in the smriti, that is accepted. There is no shruti injunction to make you eat this, the, eat that or this in this way. So there is smriti. So you have to accept smriti. Smriti asa pramana. Smriti isa pramana. Smriti asa pramana. Smriti isa pramana. So there is a pramana if you say no, because this is the, it's not related to the eating directly, it is the amount of eating. You should not eat, you should eat, that's not what the shruti says. It is if you do it, it will give you good results, that's all. Like other things, pancha pancha nakha navakshyaha, pancha pancha nakha bakshyaha, the animal with five nails you should not eat, the animals with five nails you should eat. There are rules like that. So like that here also, it is ragata prapta, it is born out of desire, it cannot be an injunction in the Vedas. So prayojanavat arthaha, if you just say bhojana will come, the food will come as a dharma. So to remove that from dharma, being dharma, you say Veda Pratipadya, it should be proven by the Vedas. It should be ordained by the Vedas. Now, Anartha Falakatvat Artha Bhute Shenado Adipyapti Varanai Artha Iti. Now, third, Veda Pratipadya Prayojanavat Dharma, I am not saying Artha. Veda Pratipadya, it is ordained by Vedas. One, it should be ordained by Vedas. One, two, ప్రయోజనవత్, ఇట్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ అ రిజల్ట్. ఎస్, ఇట్ హ్యాస్ అ రిజల్ట్, ఇట్ ఇస్ ప్రూవన్ బై వేదాస్. వాట్? శేనేన అభిచరణ్ యజేత, దర్ ఇస్ దిస్ వేద వాక్య విచ్ సేస్ యజేత, డూ దిస్. డూ వాట్? శేనేన అభిచరణ్, డూ దిస్ ఆభిచారిక కర్మ త్రూ దిస్ శేన యాగ. ఫార్ వాట్? ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ desiring to kill your enemy, you perform this yaga, gain the power and kill your enemy. It has specified the type of kunda, the type of fire pit you have to create, the kind of oblations you have to use, the method of performing the karmas, everything is given in detail to kill your enemy. Veda has ordained it. It has said you do this for who? For a person who wants to kill his enemy. Oh, it's done, it's prescribed in Vedas, therefore is it good, is it? It's okay, is it? If you say no, it is not artha. It is anartha phala janaka. It is not artha phala janaka. It will not give you a result which is going to be good. It is Veda Pratipadya, of course, yes. And it is prayojanavat. It has a result, killing of your enemy. But it is not artha. It is not something which is good. It will give you hell. It will not give you heaven. It will not even give you human body. It will take you to hell, which is not what you want. So, you have to add this artha as dharma, to make it dharma. So, if it is going to give some bad result, that is not what you want. So, that is not dharma. But I want to kill my enemy. Then why is Veda prescribing it? Aturasya niyamo nasti. For a person who is blind because of this fury, anger, he has no rules. He just wants to kill his enemy. That's all. For him, the Veda gives this choice also. Okay, if you want, you can do this. That perform that karma and you can destroy your enemy. That is there for him. It's not a general common karma for everyone. So, this is the lakshana for dharma. What is dharma? Veda pratipadya prayojanavat artho dharma. This is the dharma. It's the Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.